Bob Jones University presents Miracles. Today's Miracles takes us back to ancient Rome during the reign of Nero. The story concerns a certain Kylo Kylonides, as adapted from the novel by Hendrik Sienkiewicz, Quo Vadis. The scene takes place in Nero's palace shortly after the burning of Rome.
Now, what is it that thou art saying to me, Tigellinus? There's a rumor of violence and revolt.
Yes, Lord. The slaves are banding together for a revolt.
Insatiable and thankless. The people have grain enough since the fire. They have a place to sleep. What more do they want?
Vengeance. Hearts call for vengeance, and vengeance wants a victim. That's why I took the liberty to bring my friend to thee. I predict he has the answer.
Indeed. What is thy name?
Kylo Kylonides, O Isis.
I see that thy faith, whatever it may be, does not hinder thee from calling me a god, Kylo.
Oh, immortal, my faith is in thee.
Oh, thou dost please me.
This man is worth his weight in gold.
What is thy solution to the revolt?
The people want vengeance. They want victims, hundreds, thousands. Hast heard of the Christians?
Yes.
Have I not told thee of the Christians' crimes and foul ceremonies? People hate them and suspect them.
Yes. Go on, Kylo. What dost thou know of the Christians?
From youth, I devoted myself to philosophy and sought truth. When I heard of the Christians, I judged that they formed some new school in which I could find certain kernels of truth. The first Christian whom evil fate brought near me was one Glaucus, a physician of Naples. From him I learned in time that they worship a certain Christ. This Christ was crucified, but he promised that when Rome was destroyed by fire, he would come again and give Christians dominion over the world.
People will understand now why Rome was destroyed.
Yes. But let me tell thee my reasons for vengeance. Glaucus the physician did not reveal to me at first that their religion taught hatred. Oh, on the contrary, he told me that this Christ was a good divinity, and that the basis of their religion was love. My sensitive heart could not resist such truth. Therefore I took to loving Glaucus and trusted him. But dost thou know how he repaid me?
Thou art telling it.
On the road from Naples to Rome, he thrust a knife into my body, and he sold my beautiful wife to a slave merchant.
Oh, poor man.
When I came to Rome, I tried to meet Christian elders to obtain justice against Glaucus. I became acquainted with the main apostles, Paul of Tarsus and Peter. I saw how Glaucus killed children so that the apostle might have something to sprinkle on the heads of those present. I am afraid of Glaucus, for I know he is still in Rome. He may do me more harm.
Can it be? Such a monster!
Never have the hands of a Christian given thee plaudits, nor do they recognize thee as a god. Let the people have their games in bloodshed, and let the Christians be the victims and turn suspicion away from thee.
By Zeus and Apollo, wonderful! What punishment befits such a crime? The gods will inspire me.
I will point out all the Christians thou wilt need.
I will give my poor people such a spectacle that they will remember me with gratitude for ages to come. Oh, I'm so disappointed in the games today. The Christians are not good sports. They did not even groan today.
Did ye notice how they died? They all looked up as if they saw something.
Yes, like they died without pain.
Nero, Lord, let us go to Achaia. Oh, there the glory of Apollo is awaiting for us.
We'll go when the games are over, Kylo. What dost thou fear? Didst thou not want the Christians killed?
Oh, but I did not plan to watch them die. And when that one Christian condemned thee today, didst thou not hear him?
I heard, but he is dead now.
Listen to Kylo, Lord. There is something strange about those Christians. Their deity may be vengeful. Fire will stop them, Lord.
Oh, fire. Oh, woe is me.
By Pollux, thou art a weak one. I like thy scheme, Tigellinus. I want to see what effect the torches will have upon Kylo in the gardens tomorrow night.
They'll be the best torches ever made.
Oh, good night, Kylo. I'll see thee tomorrow in the garden.
Oh, woe is me.
What is the matter, Kylo? Are the Furies pursuing thee?
I do not know what it is, but I am terrified. Why do they shed so much blood?
Huh?
Thou hast heard the warning of that man on the cross?
Yes, but they are enemies of the human race.
Oh, not true.
And murderers of children.
Oh, not true, not true.
Thou hast said so thyself, and have given the Christians into the hands of Tigellinus.
That is why night has surrounded me, and death is coming toward me.
May the gods have pity on thee.
Petronius, what kind of torches ought to burn in the garden tomorrow night?
Human torches. Christians, tied to stakes.
Woe is me.
Members of the Senate and dear populace, tonight I have a special treat for thee. This garden will shine like noonday, and after the incendiaries are ashes, I have a song for thee. But now, Tigellinus, give the signal to fire the torches.
Oh!
Perfect, Tigellinus. Perfect. Come, Kylo. I want thee to see the Christians at close the range.
Oh, please, Lord. I cannot endure such...
Do as thou art commanded.
Yes, Lord.
See? This one. Oh, poor child. I imagine she was quite beautiful once. Too bad she had to do such a devilish deed as to set our dear Rome afire.
How canst thou look at them burn? Dost thou not feel the flames I felt?
Oh, Kylo, thou art a coward for a certainty. Now, look at this man, Kylo.
Glaucus! Oh, do not stare at me thus. Oh, Glaucus, please!
What is it, Kylo? Is he bewitching thee?
Glaucus, I did not know what I was doing. I did not know I... Glaucus, in Christ's name, forgive me. Forgive me.
I forgive.
I cannot stand it. I cannot.
Thou needest not fear him now, Kylo. He's nothing but ashes.
No. I need not fear longer. And I need not fear thee. Roman people, hear me. I swear by my own life, innocent persons are perishing here. That is the incendiary, thy emperor, Nero. Is me.
Kylo.
Who art thou?
Paul of Tarsus.
Oh,
I am accursed. What dost thou wish?
I wish to save thee.
Oh, for me there is no salvation. Dost thou know all I have done?
I saw thy suffering before Glaucus, and I heard thy testimony to the truth.
Dost thou not think it is too late?
If Glaucus could forgive thee in the hour of torture and death, why should Christ not forgive thee?
Oh, forgiveness? For me? I told Nero about the Christians because I was afraid of Glaucus. I once did him harm. Then I saw him here in Rome. I wanted him killed before he killed me. But I did not know. I did not know. And he forgave me.
Our God is a God of mercy. Thou didst deliver his confessors to torture. But he wishes to forgive and save thee.
I did. Indeed, I did.
Wilt thou confess thy wrong to him? In him alone is refuge and comfort and hope.
Yes. Yes, I will. O Christ, have mercy on me and forgive me.
Kylo Kylonides.
I am here, Tigellinus.
Thou hast committed the crime of treason. Punishment will not pass thee. However, if thou wilt testify in the amphitheater that thou wert drunk and mad, and that the instigators of the conflagration of Rome are the Christians, thy punishment will be lessened.
I cannot do that.
How is that? Dost thou know the arena awaits thee?
I know, but I care not. I, too, confess Christ.
Thou hast surely gone mad. Tear out his tongue and throw him into the prison. Look how the old man dies. Like all the rest of the Christians.
I am greatly disappointed in Kylo. He seemed always to be such a coward. I was expecting a marvelous sight.
Look, Nero. Kylo is smiling and looking to the sky.
Oh, Lord. I bit like a venomous worm. But all my life I was unfortunate. I was poor and very unhappy, and now they put me to torture and hang me to a cross. I deserve no better. But thou, O merciful, thou hast not rejected me in this hour. I thank thee that thou hast shown me the truth, and now take my spirit to be with thee forever.
Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.